I'm Tommy Fite.
And I'm Mercedes Javid.
And we're the hosts of Till the Dirt.
On our show, we talk about life.
Your life.
Our life.
Relationships.
Your relationship.
Our relationship.
You may already know us from Bravo's Straws of Sunset, but there is still so much more to be told and tea.
Listen to Till the Dirt on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Welcome back to the show. How are you? Drinking coconut water. Taking a break from booze, pot, and soda. We'll see how long this lasts, because I'm going to Dave Chappelle's this weekend in Yellow Springs, Ohio to do shows. See, my brain's already not functioning properly because it's going through withdrawal. No, I just, I think just too much. Too much in a short amount of time. Not even that. There's everything in moderation, but this is like space cadet. You start to sound like William Shatner, like at the drive-thru. You'd be like, hey, can I get a fry? Everyone's like, what? Just one single fry, by the way. That's probably why I said, it's time to stop smoking weed. Coconut water. Is it good? I don't know. How do we feel about coconut water? Let's move on. This is a boring topic. Let's get to some exciting news. Well, last week I did some bucket list, make-a-wish, however you want to view it, stuff that I never thought I'd get to do. I got to be in the radio booth for the Seahawks-Chiefs preseason game. Awesome. Awesome. Wanted to be a broadcaster as a kid. Never thought I would. I still am not. But, getting to be at camp at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center in Seattle and be around the coaches and the players and be in the practices and players coming up to me and saying they're fans and sitting in Mike McDonald, our head coach's office, with the defensive coordinator, Aiden Durday, and listening to them game plan and then bullshitting in between and then hanging out with John Schneider, the GM, and Sam Darnold. It's awesome. It's very cool. I think any comedian that likes sports, it's one of the cooler things about our job is when the world starts to cross over. All these guys are fans the way that we're fans of them. So it's like, it's very fun to just be in that world and see, get a bird's eye view or a front close ticket, however you fucking say it, to that experience. These guys are massive. Say it with me. They're too big. And they don't look like roided up either. They just look like young guys that God was like, great body, great body, great body. You have a great body. God is apparently Stanley Tucci in my eyes. But, yeah, these guys are just different specimens. Just boom. Neck veins. Deltoids. My abs got pecs and my pecs got tits. Just muscly, beefy, meaty, the type of guys that are like, I like chicken and I like to cum. You're like, do you play in the NFL? How'd you know? And sweet guys, all the Seahawks that I talked to were very sweet. Got to go down on the sidelines pregame, see my boy Travis Kelce. That was cool. That was cool just because I'm like, I'm down there. I'm like, he's out there running around. He didn't play. Him and Pat Mahomes, saving all their juice for the real season. But they're padded up, running drills, getting football reps in. And so I see him. I'm like, hey, Travis. He ran over, dapped me up, hugged. My buddy caught it on tape. It was very cool. The game itself was incredible. The energy, even in a preseason game, there was almost 70,000 people there. And it was just incredible. And I was nervous, even though I've been on a mic. I did the pregame down inside Lumen Field with the Seahawks play with the other broadcasters. So I was comfy there. I did the end of Wyman and Bob, my buddy's show on ESPN Seattle, which is the best show on the network from 2 to 5 every day. Bob Stelton, Dave Wyman, and Mike Lefko, Matt Nelson. So I'm comfy because I did the end of their show. I did the pregame. And I just got in my head. I was like, don't step on toes. Steve Rabel and Dave Wyman are the broadcasters. Steve Rabel's been the voice of the Seahawks for, I think, 40 years. You know, I know his cadence. I've listened to him call 1,000 games. So I just know when he's going to start, when he's going to stop. And you just kind of feel around that. It's like being on a podcast. Listen, absorb, speak. You know, I tried to insert some catchphrases. I had one catchphrase. I was trying to get, Mama, open up the kitchen because we're making touchdown salads. That didn't catch on. Jake Bobo got 2 touchdowns. I was like, let me check my watch. Yep, it's Bobo time. Here's one little piece of audio from the broadcast where I made Steve Rabel and Dave Wyman laugh. Nothing football related. Just, again, I tried to insert jokes, not be an actual analyst. But, you know, Jeff Schaefer, who created the league and is Larry David's right-hand man for Curb, is also a big Seahawks guy. And he did the first preseason game against the Raiders. And he was like Rain Man with stats, analytics. He sounded like a broadcaster. He had jokes too, but he was definitely adding football stuff. I did here and there, and was also, and just, you know, bringing energy and commenting, wow, this is awesome, this is, oh, great, you know, and, you know, how many, let me ask you this, in the game, blah, 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 and then, you know, it's preseason too, so there's a little bit more downtime, and if a call was taking a minute, I'd bring up some memories, and, but it was just fun. It was just so fun, but here's a little snippet.
Oots the fullback, makes the catch, and he's run out of bounds.
Come on.
You keep running downhill to the right side, that play fake, and then roll back naked boot to the left. Naked boot, that you'll want to it's put that somewhere
is
in
that
your
another
act.
One of your specials?
That probably
that's
is.
That's a band I was in middle school. I played the bass clarinet. I got kicked out after 2 rehearsals.
Bass clarinet. Nobody. A 13-yard game. This is going to be a long night, friends. First and 10.
Strap in.
At the Kansas.
Oh, man. I mean, just so fun. Anyway, I have that whole – I don't think they'd let me put up that broadcast, but I should post some more snippets of it. But unbelievable. The Seahawks are a first-rate organization. I mean, they have so many people working there, and it's a well-oiled machine. The security, the concessions, the people in the suites, the people in the broadcast booth. Had a couple Kansas City guys come up and fan out to me. I'm going to be in Kansas City at the Funny Bone October 10th and 11th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Also, Omaha, Nebraska, Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Baltimore, you know, San Antonio, Houston, Spokane, Seattle, the Moore Theater, December 19th, my first hometown theater show, December 19th. Be there. AdamRayComedy.com for all those tickets. But these KC guys are like, oh, yeah, we already got tickets. I'm like, fuck yeah. And then one of them was one of the video guys. He was like, yeah, I was with Pat Mahomes and Travis last night. They said they were going to maybe get dinner with you. I was like, yeah, it almost happened. I go, but I made some cardboard cutouts, already posted pictures online just to you know, say that it did happen. But yeah, just all-around fun experience. And maybe get to do it again. Who knows? Raising the 12th man flag, that's next. That's like the badge of honor. That's former players, Chris Pratt, Dave Matthews, Sean Kemp, Seattle icons. I am not that, but I'm now am getting more ingratiated into the team. Obviously, I roasted them last December. Going to roast them again this year. So, super fun. Brought my nephew to camp and my folks on that Wednesday. And, man, it's just wild. Being, you know, I did 2 years of high school football. Played 7th grade, then 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th, I guess 4 years, right? But 2 in high school. I was never going pro. I'm a 6'1 Jew. Weinstein with the tackle. It wasn't happening. Obviously, you know, as I've said before, quit football to play Danny Zuko in Greece. Then found the bug for acting, being on stage, yada, yada, yada. Here we are. But, man, I mean, to just be committed at that age until now, I mean, I guess it's like anything. It's like second nature. Like I was talking to Sam Darnold. SD card, I'm trying to pitch that nickname. I kept calling him Sammy D or SD card. Nobody was picking up on it. But I said, you know, I was talking to him at camp, and he's like, I'm ready to go, man. It's my 8th year. I'm ready to go. 8 years, but, you know, 15, 20 playing football. I think he's 26, 27. So, yeah, man, you just forget these guys have been doing it for so long. So they are, you know, they know where to be. They know what to do. You know how to prep. They know how to train. Hopefully you've been consistent so that you're giving yourself the best opportunity to succeed. But we'll see. Football is, I think, the most profitable sport in the States behind lacrosse and cornhole. I'm going to Ireland. Going to Ireland August 31st. Hey, man, do you live in Dublin, Ireland? Let's put another shrimp. Oh, that's Australian. Ha-cha-cha-cha. Let me get my lucky charms. There it is. Ireland. I'll be in Ireland at the Vicar Street Theater. August 31st. Dublin. It's a big-ass theater. 1,000 seats. I think we've sold 500. Get on it. We got 500 more tickets left. And we're a week and a half away. Come on. Guys, let's go. When am I coming back to Dublin? I'll buy Guinness for everybody. There it is. Guinness on the house. Everyone in the fucking theater gets a Guinness if you show up. If we sell it out. If we sell it out, I'm buying everybody a Guinness. How much would that be? Let's crunch the numbers though. But hey, maybe a shot. Maybe we go to a bar after it. Whoever comes from the show to the bar, then we drink. I've heard Ireland's a great place to perform. I've heard you guys love American comedy. Come on out, Vicar Street Theater, August 31st. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Gonna hang in Ireland for a couple days and go to Italy. I'm not sure if Italy has American comedy clubs. I don't have a show lined up. Maybe pop in to a ravioli cooking class and just, I don't know how they receive. I mean, they, you know, speak English, so they probably pick up on it. There are some Italian comics. Well, Sebastian Maniscalco, I guess, is known for being, I guess, one of the more famous Italian comics. But, man, I wish I could just get a group like that. I wish I could just get a fucking group. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get a real fan base. You know, Kathy Griffin famously, you know, they say she's got the gays. And then, you know, Ali Wong's got the Asians. And Sebastian's got the Italians. And Seinfeld's got the, you know, it's like, I want a group, man. Brad Williams has the dwarf. You know, it's like everyone's got their group, you know. And that's how you transcend. That's how you step up to the streets too, and you know, pop into that warp zone and, you know, up to that next level, Jetson style. Suggestions of what to do in Ireland? Suggestions of what to do? Going to be there for three, four days. So throw me your suggestions. Throw me your tips, your tits, your tibs, your tidbits. Throw me your tips, your tits, and your tidbits. Boy, that sounds like a school theater vocal warm-up. When I was in acting school at USC, we had vocal warm-ups that were like tour boat, toy boat, turbo, tour boat, toy boat, turbo, tour boat, toy boat, turbo, abominably, abdominally, anomaly, abominably, abdominally, anomaly, to kind of like get you to kind of, you know, to, you know, get your diction, get your articulation. I feel like I do that all right on stage. Sometimes I'm talking so fast, and I definitely always am pretty cognizant of trying to enunciate. But yeah, let's see. What was another one? Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. I'll tell you this much. 24 years ago, I struggled with that. And here I am now to tell my story. I've been doing this new bit on stage that I really like. It's a story about getting into an altercation with a guy with Down syndrome at a Wetzel's Pretzels. And you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that. But the bit is being worked on, massaged, you know, fucking Papa John pizza, working it out. Just need a few more beats and a stronger ending. But it's fun. It's getting a great response. People are enjoying the story. And I got some, what I'm liking to do now is to, you know, have the story. It's fun to start telling the story and then add on to it and then go back to it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I open up with the premise, and then I give some backstory to how we got here. Almost like, I guess, a Tarantino or Bruce Willis movie where it's like it shows you, not the ending, but like, here's the world. So I guess if you like saw a shot of Star Wars, and then like this galaxy, and then you went back to Earth at a Wetzel's Pretzels and saw me getting into an altercation with a kid with Down syndrome. There's a better analogy for this, but... But I'm excited. I have a show after this at the Hollywood Improv. It's fun to have a lot of new stuff that you like. It makes some of the stuff that's not as new more exciting to tell, because I know I've got a youthful energy to kind of, you know, ride into the stuff that's strong. But now I'm doing what I honestly heard Louis C.K. do on an interview once. He now opens with his closer, I don't know if he still does this, but he did at the time, to challenge himself to follow that. Do you know what I'm saying? And that always resonated with me as far as start moving stronger stuff up earlier in the act. And it makes you kind of have to, and it does. It happened last night. I did some stuff that I usually close on earlier, and I was like, fuck, all right. Well, I got two things that I think I can close with pretty strong, but I need more now. So things like that are like the little in-betweens that you just pick up from hearing. This is why I don't think necessarily watching a ton of stand-up is super imperative. It is to just to get inspired and excited about the art form and doing it. And I think you have to have something to look up to and go like, fuck, that looks awesome. I want to do that. You need more visual goals. At least I do. I did. I couldn't just go like, I want to be on Netflix in a year. You know, it was like, I want to get better. I want to control what I can control. I want to get better, push myself and try things that I've talked about doing for a while. That's how I kind of approach each year and creatively, you know, pushing the envelope for myself. But all right, listen, guys, I got to talk about these chubby shorts real quick because I've basically retired every other pair of shorts I own. Now, I got to tell you guys something. No BS aside, I've done a lot of promos and stuff, but chubby shorts are my favorite of all time. I've been rocking the original stretch shorts all summer long, and I'm obsessed. They have an elastic waistband. They're super comfy. They come in multiple lengths. So whether you're thigh forward or a little more modest, you're covered up. They're lightweight. They move with you, and they've got that I'm effortlessly stylish, but also I might dominate the cornhole energy. The swim trunks, look, now that I am in an area where a pool is very close, I'm in swim trunks a lot, okay? I wore the Classic Line swim trunk to the beach last weekend, and in the pool the weekend after that, it was perfect, dude. The quick dry fabric, I'm so excited, I'm stumbling over my words. The four-way stretch and the liner, it doesn't give you that weird itchy mesh. It's a soft boxer brief liner that actually supports you without suffocating you, your balls. I swam, I grilled, I sat in a chair for 4 hours. I rode an edible high for another six. No chafing. That's a win. Here's the sleeper hit, the Chubby's Performance Polo. I wore one to brunch the other day, and I'm just going to say I got a lot of looks from guys and gals. Structured collar, four-way stretch, breathable fabric. It's one of the shirts that works for a cookout or a random walk around the neighborhood looking at houses you want to buy or a dog you want to pet. If you want to go to a rehearsal dinner or a funeral, there's no wrinkles, there's no sweat marks, just solid shirt wearing, baby. When the sun goes down, switch into the eyewear shorts. They go with everything. Feel amazing. And honestly, look, no other shorts make you feel like you got this much swagger. The other shorts that I've worn in my life are like cardboard, you know? You know, like toilet paper at like a Starbucks, it's like printer paper. Whether you're suiting up for cannonballs, cookouts, or casual Fridays, Chubby's has you covered. For a limited time, my ALN listeners are going to get $10 off your order with promo code about at chubbyshorts.com. Right now, go to chubbyshorts.com, promo code about for $10 off your order. Support our show. Let them know that we sent you. Give summer one last hoorah. Keep the good vibes going with Chubbies. And if you don't believe me, check this shot of me in a full Seahawks Chubbies outfit, polo and shorts. Yeah. Do I look happy? You goddamn right I do. Chubbies. Do it.
If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie denim in the app, online, and in store.
Welcome to Paris Pizzeria. Your blind date is already at the table, and here she is. Cousin Brenda, what are you doing here? You're married anyway.
Substitution brought to you by Paddy Power. Cousin Brenda makes way for Beth, the office crush.
Oh, get in! You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. Gambleaware.org.
I'm doing a Bruce Robbins show next week, August 27th. First time at the Dynasty Typewriter doing a show. If you don't know the character Bruce Robbins, let's cut to a clip.
Again, like I said, I came out here to LA to, you know, be a real estate agent because the market out here is fucking bonanza bonkers. It's just fucking bubblegum and yo-yo tricks, and everyone's all like, "Oh, you can get a $2-bedroom for $15 million." I'm like, "Suck my dick and my twat." But, you know, you just have to be on the lookout and find the right space for you. Do you want a backyard? Check. Do you want a pool? Check. Do you want one of those bubble boy cages that you can put a person in if you're into that stuff? If you're into putting people in bubble cages, check.
So that guy, he's a Hollywood medium, mentalist, talk show host, real estate mogul, party planner. He does it all. And I'm doing him as a mentalist show. Jay Moore and Melissa Villasenor are the guests. Dynasty Typewriter, August 27th, 7:30 p.m. This might be the first and only show I do. I'm just throwing darts and farts into the wind and seeing what sticks and smells. So come on out. This could be the first and only show. I've got, like with the Phil shows, a map of what wants to happen, but these shows are fully improvised. A lot of audience involvement, and that's, I think, what I'm finding is a strong suit of mine and also what I really enjoy, right? And you gotta do what is fun. And that's what's getting me excited. But I am working with an actual magician mentalist to do some tricks, some actual tricks as Bruce Robbins. And it's going to be pretty fucking silly and fun and potentially mind-blowing, which would be crazy if some of these tricks actually go off without a hitch. I mean, dude.
Just think about the Instagram reel.
So, yeah, so that's August 27th. Could be the first and only show. Although I might do this character on Kill Tony. People have been asking me to do Jeffrey Epstein on Kill Tony. I think I already talked about this. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Going to Chappelle's camp this weekend. It's Chappelle's birthday, I believe. We're doing shows at the Outdoor Pavilion. Cannot wait. I went to Chappelle's Outdoor Pavilion shows during COVID and didn't perform. Jaleel White and I went out there. Jaleel knew Dave. I met Dave a handful of times. I wouldn't say there was actually any relationship like there is now, where I text with him periodically. And, you know, after we did two stand-up shows and a Dr. Phil Live with Dave, which hopefully some pics and vids are going to come from that soon. That's what I, you know, he said we'll talk about that at some point this weekend. Even if it stays up here, all good. It was the fucking one of the best nights of my life. Two nights. But during COVID, I went out with Jaleel to hang out for one of these COVID, you know, outdoor show weekends. You know, as soon as we land, they test everybody, and then you're good to hang. And it was Michelle Wolf, Donnell Rawlings, Sarah Silverman, Tiffany Haddish, Common, Louis C.K., John Mayer, and Dave Chappelle. Wow. Oh, and Talib Kweli. Wow. Oh, and me. Huh? I'm standing on the sidelines watching. I'm hanging with everybody, kicking it, all that. You know, getting to know him and his staff, and Matthew, his photographer, and DJ Trauma, and all the, and I had a great time. But I definitely was, I remember vividly being there and hanging out and just being like, oh, man, I'm just not at a level to like where I know everyone comfortably, and I feel like I should be here, really. I'm there for the hang for sure, and I'm not taking up space. I'm trying to be cordial and you know, fit into conversations, but everyone there had a reason to talk to each other. Does that make sense? And so that's why going back to do shows at Dave's comedy club, The Firehouse in Yellow Springs, was so special because the show sold out real quick. He was so glad that we were there, and he was so kind and so hilarious. He opened the shows and then did the Dr. Phil Live with Ari Matty and Sandy Danto and Jaleel White, and that was really special. But I remember standing to the side of the pavilion during the COVID show, and Jaleel looks over at me and goes, "This is killing you, isn't it?" And I was like, "How'd you know?" He's like, "Yeah, because I'm just looking at you, and I can tell it's killing you, watching people perform and you're not performing." And I was like, "Yeah, it really is." So this will be special. Now I'll get to go perform. So that'll be awesome. What if I cry? What if I cry on stage? "Dave, thanks, man. This has been a fucking dream come true, man, and a real treat, man." What a weird way to cry. Jeremy's House with Adam Devine is out on my YouTube channel right now, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. We've done a handful. We did Joel McHale, John Stamos, Adam Devine. Timmy No Breaks comes out in a couple weeks from Kill Tony. Check those out. And more to come. A special announcement regarding Jeremy's House very soon. Dr. Phil Live, we are announcing one last show in Los Angeles. It's going to be December 16th at the Wiltern Theater. Tickets go on sale, I think, in a couple weeks. Stay tuned for that. But I'm telling you right now, that's when and where it'll be. December 16th. So mark it off your fucking calendars. The Wiltern, Dr. Phil Live. One last show in LA. It's going to be stacked. It's going to be stacked, dude. And then I'm going on the Workaholics cruise. Tickets right here. Me, Nick Schwartz, and Bobby Lee, Beth Stelling, Annie Letterman, Sam J, Brent Morin, and the Workaholics guys. This is importantcruise.com, I believe. Right there, get tickets. It's in February. You got time, but, you know, book ahead. Just like you want to make that special salsa for your Super Bowl party coming up, get your cruise tickets before they're, say it with me, gone. So many shows coming up. Ireland's the big one, August 31st. Seattle's the bigger one, December 19th. Seattle, Moore Theater, first theater show in my hometown. And then, of course, all these dates in the fall. And then a big, big, big announcement for the next year, January through April, theater tour, my first theater tour, as well as Australia. Australia, you've been asking. We're coming. Stand-up shows in a bunch of different spots, as well as some Dr. Phil lives as well. That's right, baby. Stay tuned. Be good to yourself. Shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. We'll be right back. Good night, everybody.
Betway just got even better with the one and only Thierry Henry joining us as our new ambassador. Expect big moments, great rewards, and much more. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Bet the responsible way. Gambleaware.org.